Hey folks, Dan Farrow here with your market update for April 10th, 2024. I almost did a video last night forewarning you guys. I was doing a lot of work when I was on vacation, looking at insurances, oil prices, how I think shelter prices are going to go. And I'm like, there's no way the CPI number is going to be less than it is. So that's what we're going to talk about today, because the CPI number, consumer inflation number, just came out and it wasn't good. So let's get to today's data. Here are where mortgage rates are. These rates are going to be a thing of the past. You can increase these rates by about 0.25% just today alone, and I'm going to tell you why and how. So the number on the inflation front just came in, and it is consumer inflation rose 3.5%, more than expected. How's the markets reacting to this? It is bad, folks. So let's go over to the markets. I'm going to Yahoo Finance. You can see the S&P right now is down, what is this? 75 points. We got the Dow Jones down almost 500 points. We have the NASDAQ down almost 300 points. Oil continues to rally. This is a problem, folks. Okay, so what I want to talk about today is what's causing inflation to go up or not get under control. Well, to do that, you go to here. What's the biggest culprit with inflation numbers right now? Shelter and oil. Okay, shelter and gas prices. You focus in, like every day I try to focus in on what's going on with oil. And a lot of people think, well, what in the heck does oil have to do with any of this? It's a huge piece of our economy. Just think how pieces of the puzzle get from one place to another. It doesn't just magically arrive. We use diesel, we use oil, we use gasoline. This is all the things that basically our country runs on. So let's take a deeper dive into the shelter prices and the gas prices. So to do that, let's go over to here. Here's where gas prices are, or oil prices, I'm sorry about that. At the beginning of the year, oil prices were at $70 a barrel. Okay, where are they now? 85. How much of an increase in that? Let's go to ChatGPT. If you never use this, pretty cool system. So we put the numbers in right up there, and what's the change? There's a 22% up. So oil is up 22% since January. 22%. Okay, let's get over to one other piece of this puzzle, homeowners insurance. It was about $1,900 back in 2020. Yeah, 2021. It's all the way up to here now. What's the difference there? Well, let's go to ChatGPT again. 1984 to 2522, those numbers right through here. Okay, what's the difference? Well, let me get my head out of the way so you can see it. It's crazy. There's a 27% increase in insurance. So we have oil up 22% this year alone. We have insurance up in the last 2 years, 27%. How are things going to start cooling down? Now, here's another piece of the puzzle that's in the mix right now. The national debt. So let's go to the U.S. debt clock. Do you see up there the numbers? They're not going down. They're going up. And look at how fast it's going up. So here's my issue with a lot of these things. And I know I'm getting into hot water with one of these topics. It's the student loan debt. Okay, here's my problem with student loan debt. If you forgive that debt, one, the taxpayers are on the hook for it. And we're already in a deficit. And people, you're already saying the economy's struggling, so this is going to hurt people. Another piece of this that most people don't understand is now if you don't have to pay that, let's say all of a sudden they just forgave your car payment. Now you got an extra $300-$400 a month. You're going to save it? Probably not. You're going to spend it. That increases or pushes up prices. That's basically what inflation is. You have too much money chasing too few goods. Okay, so when you start seeing the deficit clock just skyrocketing like that, that's adding to our debt. If you really looked into this, basically the interest on this debt alone is just killing this country. So to just start forgiving loans for people isn't helping. Okay, it might help a small section of people. What about the people in the past? Okay, are you going to give them their money back? My kids paid for their college. I paid for half. They paid for half. Am I going to get that money back? How about people in the future? Are you going to go to the colleges and say, okay, you guys got to start doing a better job because all the students are feeling like they didn't get their money's worth? No, that's not happening. That's what needs to happen. So I'm not against helping people. My concern is this for political reasons? And I think that's what the case is in this situation. So now, what is expected on interest rates? So I get a lot of flack from people. They're saying, Dan, you don't have a clue what you're talking about in interest rates. They're not going to go down this year and so forth. So what I want you guys to understand is what you're seeing on the screen right now is the dot plot. Okay, the Federal Reserve, they come out 4 times a year and they put together a dot plot. So what happens is the Federal Reserve officials, they meet and they put a dot right where they expect interest rates or the federal funds rate to be per year. So in 2024, this is members of the Fed putting in dots. Okay. So right now, the federal funds rate is 5.25 to 5.5. That's where the number is. So you're saying, they're saying in 2024, there's two people that sit on the Fed that says there's no rate cuts coming this year. Okay. There's two people that says there's going to be a one rate cut because that's down from here. Okay. Now there's five people saying there's going to be two rate cuts. Where I got my consensus was right through here. This is the majority of the federal officials says there's going to be three rate cuts in 2024. Okay. I'm on the tune of about two rate cuts right now. I think I'm skipping the June now. I'm going to July. And guys, I am changing my tune based on the data. So is the Federal Reserve. Okay. Federal Reserve members, they sit here and they watch the data and they adjust to it. You can't just say, okay, here's the number and it's up there forever. You have to change this as you move forward. So again, these are the Federal Reserve officials putting dots where they expect rates to be. Now, this is 2025. Look where those are. So they're all over the map. I'm expecting now, you know, a rate cut, you know, the third quarter this year, and then maybe another one at the fourth quarter, just because I think things are starting to ease down a little bit. And it's also an election year, folks. So just saying. How is this affecting mortgage rates? They're getting hammered right now. Right through here is where mortgage rates are. Okay, so here's how you follow this. This is a mortgage-backed security. Basically, it's a bond that trades on Wall Street. Its yield is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. This, how you focus in on this is the price of the bond and the reaction that's going on right now, okay? As this price goes down, how all bonds work, if the price goes down, yields go up. This is a huge move. You can see it's live right now. We're at 50. When we started this, it was like 47. Now it's 50, 55. You might see it move to 58. It's all over the map. So you're going to see rates increase about 0.25% today alone. So where's that going to put us? It's going to put us about 7.3% on the interest rates. Okay, so that's the news for today. But if you're out there and you're looking to buy your first house or maybe your first investment property, you're saying, okay, Dan, I it's a good time for me to do this. That's your prerogative. I'm not saying everybody has to buy a house. I'm not saying you need to rent. I'm just here to help you and assist you if you decide that buying a house is in your financial interest right now. We'd love to help you. Okay, there's a bunch of different tools we just added up at the top of our website. One is the Grant Finder. People call every day and they're like, Dan, I got great credit. I make good money. I just can't save anything. Between all my payments and the interest rates and everything else, I just can't save any money. We have three programs up here that are fantastic. So when you go to the rateupdate.com, hit the Grant Finder. It's right here. There's three programs here. There's a grant for $10,000. There's a grant for $5,200, and there's another grant that'll give you 2 of the 3% you need when you're buying your first house, because most first-time homebuyers only require 3% of a down payment. So if that can help you out, all you need to do is reach out to us. So go to therateupdate.com. There's a few ways you can reach out to us. One is hit the Apply Now button. You're going to hit that. You're going to fill out some information. We're going to set up a consultation call with you to make sure we answer all your questions, and then we'll get you started. If you don't have, you know, you want to just reach out to us directly or maybe email us because maybe you can't set up an appointment for a week or two, please just give us a call or email me. You can go at the bottom of our website, and you can find both that information right there. You can give us a call at 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com, and yes, it will be me answering those emails. Also, what I want to tell you is we have a special event or a live event every Wednesday. Kyle Seagraves of Win the House You Love and myself. We do that at 2:30 Central Time. That's 1:30 Eastern, where we're here to answer all your first-time homebuyer questions or just questions in general when it comes to real estate. So hope you join us there later this afternoon. So thanks so much for watching, guys. If you haven't yet subscribed, please subscribe on the button right down there below. Love to have you as a subscriber. Take care. Hope to see you tonight at our live event. Bye-bye.